Hi, I'm Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. Welcome to December. I am so excited, like many of you that love the holidays. So if you have Apple Music, search Music Art Culture and you can listen to some great holiday tunes this season. How does that work? Well, if you have an Apple Music subscription, then you can check out my profile and you can listen to Holiday Cheer. Yep. It is across genres. We have everything from traditional Christmas music to some of the not-so-known standards across all genres. So I think it'll be a lot of fun for you to check out and listen to. Feel free to share that. And I want to be your personal podcast. So make sure that you subscribe to the blog Music Art Culture on Apple Podcasts. Open the Apple app. Tap the magnifying glass icon at the bottom right of the screen and type the blog Music Art Culture. When the show pops up, tap subscribe. It's that simple. Today we talk candidly about holiday, retail therapy, anxiety and depression, how to reduce debt during the end of the year, and top three ways to expand your social circle and reduce negative experiences in interpersonal relationships. I'll also be sure to post on Instagram and Twitter as well, at Dominique LaRue, which is my name, at DominiqueLaRuex. Yes, it's super long, I know, but bear with me, people, and keep listening. I'll be right back. People, so we are back with a brand new episode of the blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique. Thank you for hanging in there with me. Every week I have such a great time on Monday bringing a new episode to life, talking about whatever real people talk about, which is totally what I'm all about because I'm a real person. And it's all centered around candid conversation and creativity. So all things music, art, and culture. Today we're going to focus more on the cultural aspect of what is happening, what is going on, especially in this wonderful holiday season. So it is the beginning of December. I'm very excited, as I mentioned before in our intro to today's show, and I just want to say happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Yes, I say those things, and I am so excited about the holiday. I play music in my car. It's the beginning of December, and I am in full-on carol, standard Christmas, holiday, gospel music that has to do with the birth and the nativity. I'm all for it. I'm all for Hanukkah. Yes, I'm all for it. Why? Because I really enjoy the holidays. That's what I'm about. That's how I was raised. It's not just about the gifts. It's about the interpersonal relationships. It's about having a core understanding of who you are and what you value, being connected to your community, things outside of yourself, and really diving deep on how you can just immerse just a little deeper and be a bit more available for the people that you care about, and how to get more connected to the things that you care about. And if you're kind of out of the loop, which sometimes we all get out of the loop, finding ways to reconnect to new things that, you know, are now defining our lives. So I want to kick this conversation off with retail therapy. Now, I wanted to be a little careful before I dived into the subject because it's a real thing. Some people are really sensitive about retail therapy. I'm not here to be judgmental. I'm just having an open dialogue. And I think that we'll both be able to get something from it. Yeah. I mean, I'm reflecting my personal experiences and I'm pretty positive that these aren't experiences that are just isolated to me. And in fact, when I Googled retail therapy, clearly I was correct because it compares retail therapy to comfort food. Yes. It says, well, these are paraphrased for my own words, but it's a dangerous form of self-medicating and is right up there with comfort food. Yeah. So I've been guilty of it at times. If I'm in the mood, which is usually not a good mood to be put in a space where I want to do the retail therapy. I mean, I don't do this all the time too. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Because I know some of you out there are like, oh my God, She, no, don't do that. Because it's been you a few times. Maybe it wasn't Macy's. Maybe it wasn't Neiman Marcus. Maybe, okay, maybe it was Bath & Body Works for you. Maybe you went a little overkill on the tools, okay? Maybe you just got way too many gift certificates and, or I'm sorry, gift cards, and had a list of people that you wanted to distribute them to, and then all of a sudden, because you were feeling a little overwhelmed at work, started dipping into the gift stash and treating yourself to lunches and coffee with the gift cards that were for other people. Okay, maybe that was you. Maybe that wasn't you. I don't know who you are, but you know what your things are. You know what you do. Anywho, now, if I'm not in the best of moods, what tends to happen is I'll place myself in a situation where I'm surrounded by a lot of people. Okay, like a mall. Let's just keep it simple. A mall. I'll find myself in a mall, which makes sense because I'm probably by myself and the store allows me to interact with merchandise and sales associates, which are more than willing to strike up a conversation with a random person. A lot like myself, right? I mean, how many times do we do that? We're at home, maybe we finish cleaning up, and we're looking for something to do. Maybe we can't get in contact with anyone, or we just kind of are in this isolated kind of turtle state, and we want to explore, but we just want to stay in the shell. So the mall is a perfect place. Why? It's filled with people. You don't have to know anybody to interact, because there's all types of things that you can touch. And you can give yourself an excuse to interact with people because you will create a reason to buy something. It's easy, right? Don't we all do that? I don't know. I do it. Anyway, moving forward, because you're not judging me and I'm not judging you, what tends to happen is, well, you linger in the store. Before you know it, you have a shopping bag. And then you're at the counter and you're making a purchase. And it can be, for some people, you know, for me, it's not an everyday issue. For some people, it's a really big deal. And believe it or not, I do know people who really suffer from retail therapy, where it's too much to be vulnerable. So what they do is they think of all the things that'll make them feel better. Oh, if I just had that new Birkin bag. Oh my God, MAC just had a new shade come out. There's a new makeup brush out. There's a new lip kit or whatever the case is, whatever your thing is. You know, some women love shoes. Some women like to take trips. I'm basing it on women because I am a woman and I don't want to dip into the whole male demographic and what they do because I'm not a man. And I know that somebody's going to be listening if I do that and then try and give me the backlash. But you can't do that because I'm just sticking to the ladies today. So, saying all that to say, retail therapy is not a substitute for a real therapist. There actually needs to be a point where if you know someone, or you suffer from retail therapy on a regular basis to where it shows up in your finances in large amounts and it's helping you to accumulate debt or it's interfering with you building wealth, aka a savings account, then this is something that you would really want to take into heart. You don't want to overanalyze the situation, but just be a little honest with yourself and say there are some things that I might need to change to help myself have a better day-to-day experience with my environment. So let's just dig a little deeper, okay? I don't want to overwhelm you. This isn't a therapy session, but I do want to suggest a healthy substitute. Now, in today's age of social media, appearance is everything, we know. Oversharing is legitimate, and discussing your feelings with no filter is a form of cleansing. I get it. We get it, right? We all know the memes. The memes are out there. They're funny. Sometimes they're brutal and a little vicious. But what I'm suggesting, remember, because we're going to dig a little deeper, this holiday season, since it's all about community, it's all about reconnecting, it's all about being immersed in something larger than ourselves, and in this case, to avoid debt, we're staying away from retail therapy by creating or releasing endorphins that make us feel great, not by buying things we don't need, but what we can do to resist the, you know, overtaking, overwhelming sense to shop, what we can do is fill that with volunteering. Yes, that's what I recommend. So if you struggle with retail therapy, here's the deal. Volunteer. There are perks to volunteering, and I've got three. So the top three perks to volunteering. Number one, connect with people you don't know. Now, if you're feeling depressed, if you're not able to really talk about what's bothering you, if you usually are distracted by other things, well, that's great because volunteering will get your mind off of yourself. It will allow you to connect with people that you don't know. So there is no bias. There is no prejudgment. And number two, find new talking points that have nothing to do with yourself. So again, you're not forced to put on airs or live this alter ego or create this identity for yourself, because in an environment where you're volunteering, you are there to be of service to someone else or to others. And it's a community environment that brings multiple people, multiple groups together, and you can have the freedom to digress and enjoy having an understanding or coming together to have an understanding about something other than whatever might be bothering you. So number three, great way to build new relationships, and you can donate to a cause that's tax deductible. Okay, now if that doesn't beat retail therapy, then you really need to rethink what's going on in your life, because when you think about it, if you're constantly feeling the need to buy something to make yourself feel better, which is clearly the release of endorphins in your body and in your brain to make you feel a heightened sense of self and accomplishment, well, what better way to do that than partnering with an organization that you can really get behind, that you can advocate to your friends, your family, that you're really passionate about? You don't have to be a longtime member. You don't have to volunteer all the time, but it's a great way to connect with your community, to be of service, and you can provide monetary support to a group of your choice that is tax deductible. So think about it. When you got the MAC makeup, when you got the Birkin bag, I'm sure it made for a great Instagram post, but you can't necessarily write that off on your taxes. Something to seriously consider. I know it sounds a little funny, but there is a way to kind of stay on the light side of things. Volunteering is a perfect replacement for retail therapy. All right, we're going to jump into our next topic, which is holiday anxiety and depression. Now, this is really important. It's actually pretty serious. So FYI, before I get into my whole little spiel on what I'm going to say, I want to say, if you know someone who is really struggling with anxiety or depression, it's nothing to not take seriously, and definitely you want to be a soundboard, a listening ear, a support system, but also just identify if they might need some additional assistance, like seeking a professional to help them create a routine that allows them to have a lot more balance and control in their daily thoughts and their emotional well-being. With that being said, of course, we all know that is an important topic because a lot of people really struggle during the holidays with anxiety and depression. And who are these people? Well, singles and the elderly, okay, or some. These are those who have fallen on hard times, people who are kind of in between financial situations. These singles can be maybe single parents or just people who aren't in a relationship. And when it comes down to the holiday time and Christmas parties, holiday parties, and things happening in the community and they don't have a plus one, they might feel a little left out. Same thing with the elderly. Maybe their kids are far away. You can always head over to your local seniors community home. They actually have like rec centers, if you've actually seen a senior center. And they're actually a great place to sit in for maybe an hour or two and volunteer, maybe play a card game with an elderly person. Personally, my grandparents, they've all passed on. They passed on the glory. They are deceased, but, you know, they're in heaven looking down. That's what I believe. That's where they are. That's where we're leaving that conversation. But for those who really kind of miss Nana and Papa or whatever you call them, feel free to go down and make friends with an elderly person. They're filled with a lot of great information. Believe it or not, they're pretty interesting. And yeah, they're still ticking. They still do all kinds of things like swimming and, you know, believe it or not. Okay, quick story, believe it or not. I ran the LA Marathon, and when I tell you there were people 65 plus that had better times than me, it made me want to cry because it's true. So don't throw out the elderly people. Like, you really have to consider, like, you know, the ones that are still around are here for a reason. Clearly they know how to take care of themselves. So there's plenty of wisdom to soak up. All right. But anyway, back on topic, holiday anxiety and depression. So we've covered the people who tend to fall into these categories, or, you know, the people who are seemingly in these categories. And one of the ones also, when it comes to singles, are in relationships with no labels. Oh yeah, I didn't forget about you people. The worst relationship to have, by the way, is the one where you don't even know if you'll be allowed to show up at Christmas time, or if you've been forced to do a Secret Santa approach because you have a work romance and you're trying to aggressively change names so that your coworkers won't get your boo a gift. I've actually seen that happen too, where I've been at a job, it wasn't me, I'm not talking in code, but I have been at a job where there were people who were dating and the boss didn't know that they were dating, and some other new people didn't know that these people were dating. And so, of course, you have chemistry and people like one another, and then it can just get really, really ugly at times. The type of things that happen at the coffee machine, well, we'll just go unsaid. But, so, that's an example of anxiety. Yeah, those situations can create a lot of anxiety. You know, the single dating thing. Anyway, let's get on topic. So, we're on topic, but we would to just like not get lost and dive into what we really want to talk about, which is the reminder that if you are in the single struggle, or you know others that might be, there's a cool way to kind of reconnect them. So what I recommend is you find ways to build encouragement along the way by identifying their personal strengths, or identify your own personal strengths, and spend time doing things that make you happy. That's right. So if you know someone who is maybe struggling with anxiety, or you suspect that they might be a little depressed during the holidays, one of the things that I recommend is, well, there's three things you can do. One, spend time with friends or loved ones. Anytime I'm feeling sucky, yeah, like I'm not the coolest person on the block, well, that's what I do. I reach out to my real friends and I hang out with my love buds. Yeah, like budding roses, my love buds. You define who your love buds are, but that's number one. Spend time with friends and or loved ones. Number two, meditate for 10 minutes during your daily routine to keep your mind focused on positive thoughts. This is something that really works, okay? It really works. Now, however you choose to take those 10 minutes a day, and however you choose to work out whatever those positive thoughts are, they could be work-related to a special project. They could be financially related to, you know, getting out of debt, saving money. They could be related to maybe you have a year-end goal that you want to create, or a year-end goal that you want to sustain. A great example of this would be weight loss. If you find that your goal at the end of the year has been to lose 50 pounds, and right now it's almost January, and you're like, okay, you know what? right now I've only lost 30 pounds. There's a good likelihood I'm not going to lose the other 20, but I can negotiate to not gain any more. And I can at least negotiate with myself to at least maintain the weight that I am at now, or to go for another maybe 10 pounds, 5 to 10 pounds. Well, that's a great way. Those are great ways to take positive thoughts and rehearse them in your mind for a good 10 minutes. You can do this in your personal time, if you're at work, on break, on a lunch, if you're stretching, you're doing your morning workout, or if you're like me and maybe you just wake up before you get out of bed, you're kind of rehearsing what you want your day to be like. That's a great opportunity to take those 10 minutes. If you're in the shower, another great opportunity to take those 10 minutes while you're washing your face, doing your makeup, doing your hair. That's a great opportunity to take those 10 minutes because you've, before you know it, that's 10 minutes. And you've already set yourself up mentally for the type of day that you want to have, the type of experiences that you want to have, and you create a boundary point so that way you can just reflect a lot of that positive energy, but also you can stop yourself from reiterating negative thoughts. So, power play, take ownership of your thoughts, take ownership of those 10 minutes throughout the day, wherever you want to take them, from the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, and use those 10 minutes to really incorporate a daily routine that allows you to build positive receptors for your mind. That was number 2. Now let's move on to number 3. Search local activities in your surrounding community that you would enjoy and are within your personal budget and easy to add into your off day schedule. I like number 3 because, well, if you're suffering from anxiety and or depression at any time during the holidays, I would think that the best way to get out of that mind state is to get away from that environment, right? Whatever's causing that environment, if we introduce a new activity that is not difficult for you to participate in, it's close, it doesn't take you outside of your budget, because again, one of our focal points, the first topic that we talked on was retail therapy. And with it being the end of the year, a lot of people struggle with bills. Either they accumulate more or they're having a hard time paying off their debt. And because I'm in that 30-something group, I'm talking to the 20s and the 30-somethings. And really, debt is something that really kind of puts a weight on our demographic. So it's important to understand that we can have these full lives. We can have such a great time experiencing life and activities and having these fulfilling adventures without going into debt. So remember, 1, 2, and 3 easy steps that can definitely help you during this holiday time to stay encouraged, stay energetic, stay positive, and not break your bank, not go outside your budget. Yeah, totally applicable to anyone and everyone looking to stay full of holiday cheer and far away from bankruptcy. I don't know. Hopefully you find that very informative. I know I did. I did, and believe it or not, I do, or I have in the past, put these to use, and I still do now. I'm not suffering from anxiety or depression, but I think everybody has a day where maybe they don't feel so hot. I know that we women do. I can't speak for the man. I'm not a man. I can't speak for the men, but yeah, great tips and tools to live by, especially in the holidays. Great time to put them into perspective and give them a try. Let's keep the segments going. I hope you're enjoying the conversation, and I will be right back. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm your host, Dominique. The blog Music Art Culture is in full effect, and we are talking about candid conversations of real life people affected by everyday things, especially during the holiday season. Now, this is our third talking point, reduce debt during the end of the year. A lot of people get those self-help books. A lot of people read those I Want to Be a Millionaire books. I am not against any of that, actually. They have a lot of great points in those reading references. I'm not going to throw out any authors because there are so many. And personally, I do have an appreciation for people like Warren Buffett who share some of their financial gems and how they've managed to turn a little bit into a whole lot, and tips and tricks that they would share with the everyday person to kind of make recommendations to strengthen their financial profile. Yeah. So if that works for you, I think that's great. However, you don't have to be a billionaire or even a millionaire to figure out ways to save money. Personally, I am not a financial guru, but I do think that there are some common sense consistencies that can definitely help people like you and me, because we're talking candidly about everyday things that people like you and me experience in our everyday lives, and finance is one of them. Right? I mean, if I'm wrong, I could be wrong, but the last time I remembered, at least from PoliSci, was that the average American is the person that represents most of the tax dollars. Yeah. So the average American who is not a millionaire, who is not a billionaire, they represent most of the tax dollars. So if that's the case, then I think the average American, well, we have a responsibility to be a whole lot more financially savvy with our income. So enough about that. Clearly, the only reminder that I want to leave you with is this. It's your money. No one can force you into debt. It's as simple and as straightforward as that. So with that being said, when it comes to gifts, there are stressful environments that can really make us feel as though we have to get certain people a gift or a specific type of gift. You know, this can be jewelry, this can be game systems, these can be sound systems. For some people, it even gets really as complex as getting a whole car, a house, new furniture. And sometimes we forget to ask ourselves or the people we're asking to get these gifts for us if it's even in their budget or not. Sometimes we just kind of get this mentality where we suggest to ourselves or to others, well, I'll just figure it out. Let me get a line of credit and I'll figure it out. Let me make sure it's actually available and then we'll go from there. And we don't really think out what that means when it comes to interest rates, when it comes to financial availability. When I say that, I'm specifically talking about cash. Cha-ching. Yeah, I'm talking about what you have in real value, not on loan value, which is something completely different. But I don't want to weigh you down, because I know that if you're like me, you will be getting gifts and nothing is wrong with that. So there's just ways to be a smart gift giver during this holiday season. And let's just dive into that right now, because one of my favorite stores is Macy's. This is a shameless plug, and let me tell you why. Macy's department store has amazing products. And they give you in-store discounts. Sometimes you can go in there and find things 40% off, 50% off. The quality is just amazing. But when you get to the register, I have actually had sales associates pull out coupons to give me additional 20% off items that I was getting 40% off. So literally, I've walked out of the store paying, I kid you not, it was a really nice like fleece lay throw. It was originally marked somewhere around $50 or more. Literally, when I walked out, when I walked out of the store, I paid $20 plus tax, somewhere around there. Now, that's a great savings. And the work that those people do when it comes to customer service, when it comes to gift wrapping, that was all inclusive. So when you are going to spend your money, you definitely want to go to a retail outlet that appreciates your dollars. I think that's always important, because you know, you don't have to do business with everyone, but if you're going to do business, you might as well do business with a store that's going to appreciate you as a customer, that will give you incentives to come back and spend more of your money, and they'll make sure that you're getting the best deal on the products that they sell because they know what's going on in the store. Okay, so something to keep in mind. Macy's, yes, they are great. There are other store outlets, you know, the names, whatever, wherever you shop, you know how they do you, you know that you love them. Those are great reasons, but make sure you're getting a deal. Don't go in the store and spend up all your cash on things that, well, they're going to be marked down by the end of the year. Because remember, this is December and they've got to move inventory. So by the time January comes, they're going to have all new stuff in stock. By the end of December, they want everything out of the stores that's old. So there's still time to get really good deals. You just have to make sure you know what you're purchasing. Make sure you communicate with the people who work in the store. If that means you go and talk to a manager, well, go get the manager because they know when something is going to go on sale. So it makes no sense for you to pay $600 for something, for that special item, you know what it is, when within a month or less, it's going to be about half price or at least 40 to 30% off, okay? Save yourself some grief. Save yourself some money, okay? Do that for yourself. Let that be a part of your own Christmas wish list with your name on it. Do yourself a favor. Let me digress on that. FYI, if you hear me take sips or if I'm smacking, it's because I do have coffee. I drink it frequently. It's one of my best friends. I love it along with tea, and I drink it in sunny California. And usually it's really hot in California. Right now, thank God, it started to cool down. But whether it's 90 degrees or not, I do drink hot coffee, FYI. And I love it. I love it so much. Yes, I do. I love it. So, okay, what have we talked about? We've talked about saving money, building capital. Why? By reducing debt. How? How do we reduce our debt? Well, we don't overspend on items. How do we not overspend on items? We look for sales. How do we find the great sales? We communicate with our in-store people. Who are in-store people? They are the sales associates. And if they don't know what's going on, what do? We ask for a manager. Yes, that's how we approach that. Pre-existing debt can be a bother around this time. If you're like me and you have student loans that you are actively paying off, I give you a high five right now through the airwaves. High five right now. Give yourself a pat on the back. Go buy some avocado and celebrate because you're amazing. If you really knew how many people do not pay off their student loans, we are not here to judge them. But if you are making a serious attempt to put a dent in that debt, you are awesome. You value your credit. You value your word because you did take an oath when you took that money that you were going to pay it back. And guess what? You've decided to honor your word and pay it back. The government does take that seriously, people. FYI, you don't want them coming after your taxes. But anyway, we are moving on. We are moving on to something greater. I recommend giving yourself a realistic budget. What is a realistic budget? Well, like I said, I drink coffee all the time, but I do drink Starbucks, and Starbucks, well, we all know the prices at Starbucks. That can be really pricey. So what I do is I look for a deal when it comes to coffee. Right now, McDonald's is having the dollar coffee. I do the dollar coffee. Yes, I do. I do it with no problem. Caffeine is caffeine. I do my mix of cream and sugar the way that I need it, and it's all the same. It's all good. Okay. Now, I also make coffee at home for days that I'm at home and I have time to make it at home before I leave. I do have a recyclable coffee cup, so I do take that with me sometimes when I'm on assignment and I'm working. Or if I really want to give myself a treat, I do get the extra latte, the extra shot of whatever on the side and blah, 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 blah. But I do reduce how many times a week I treat myself to something like that because it can be pricey. Now, let's just say, what, you go to Starbucks 5 days a week, right? That's $25 right there. Now, if you reduce it to, like, let's say a dollar coffee and you count in tax, let's just say you're somewhere around $1.10. Okay, well, you're somewhere, instead of paying $25 for coffee for 5 days, if you do it at $1.10, you're somewhere around maybe $6, because we're talking tax. So there are ways to cut down on the cost, and it's not just about not rewarding yourself, because I know someone out there is thinking, look, I need what I need. I like what I like. I drink what I drink. And I'm just going to suck it up and deal with it because I deserve it. You're absolutely right. You do deserve it. And you also deserve to have a lot more cash on hand than you currently do. So on the days where you can cut back, cut back. And the amount that you save on that coffee, well, that could be put to something else. That could be put to a trip that you want to save for. Clearly not the plane ticket, maybe the plane ticket, depending on how soon you want to go, or it could go to doing an activity while you're on an excursion. If you're on vacay, you can put that towards an activity. You can put that towards a new dress. You can put that amount towards your savings account. You could put that amount towards an extra payment outside of your minimum monthly payment if you have debt, like credit cards or your student loans. So you want to keep that in mind. You definitely want to pay off your debt. You definitely want to increase the amount of cash you have in your bank account, because things happen and they can happen at any moment, right? FYI, when in doubt, think it out. And one of the things that I like to live by is I try and treat my personal credit cards. I don't have many of them because there's no need, but it is good to have one or two. And they're for emergency purposes only. So if anything were to happen, I do have that access there. But back to the holiday, how does all this tie in? Well, remember, we've been talking about not overspending through retail therapy. We've been talking about if we do want to make an impact with our dollars and we want to feel good about our purchases, we can volunteer and give monetary donations. What else have we been talking about? Well, we've been talking about holiday anxiety and how to deal with that, and connecting with our community through activities. And so another great way to do that when it comes to holiday shopping, believe it or not, is personalizing your gifts. And you can do that if you have a tight budget or if you have a loose budget. You don't have to overspend on gifts. It happens all the time. But one of the ways that you can take out some of that expense is to create personalized holiday cards using photos and personal messages to make each individual feel special. Or even better, invite them on an outing and search Groupon for an activity. I totally want to try this year, because in the past I have done things like given gift cards for retail stores. And I will be totally honest with you. I did this for someone really close to me, and I gave her a $50 gift card to MAC Makeup. I was talking to her recently, maybe a few weeks before Thanksgiving, and I was asking her what new shades of lipstick or blush she decided to get, how she liked the makeup, how she liked the gift card, you know? And she just stared, looked up, and said, you know, I haven't got a chance to go yet. Now, it's clearly almost been a year, and I was like, never again. Never again. Literally, I still wonder if she even knows where that card is. And to be totally honest, for whatever reason, maybe I just didn't give her the right gift for her. But then also, I do just have money waving. It's somewhere on a plastic card. And she hasn't even chosen to use it yet, so I'm still concerned about that. But to avoid fiascos like the one I had last year, what I recommend is doing activities that bring everyone together that you want in your personalized specific group. Find an activity, get it on a discount like Groupon. If it's yoga, it can be dining, it could be whatever. Whatever you want to do, search it on Groupon, save yourself some money, and you can create these personalized cards to just kind of remind them that you're always thinking of them, they're important to you, they're special, and they can use them as decoration pieces, you know, because there are people who actually like to hang their Christmas cards around their house as holiday decorations. So those are things that do matter, that do make an impact with the people that you love, and they can help you to save money. There's ways to show that you are present without giving extravagant gifts. And believe it or not, a lot of people appreciate these things. So something to consider when it comes to cutting down your debt. You can do it across the board. Consider it when you're gifting. Consider it when you're buying your coffee during the week. And consider it when you are thinking of making those purchases. Don't necessarily make them on your credit card. If you can avoid it, just try and make it with cash. Okay? So thank you guys for hanging on in there. I hope you've had a lot of fun. I know I'm having fun. Like I said, I always have a good time. We're going to get ready to get on out of here, but we've got one more topic. We've got one more topic to talk about. So thank you for holding on and sticking in there with me. We are going to jump into our last topic. Whew, this is amazing. All right, last but not least, here we are rounding out the conversation with the top three ways to expand your social circle and reduce negative experiences in interpersonal relationships. Oh man, I am no one's matchmaker, people, but I tell you one thing, there are three rules to this. Yes, they are, and they are very simple. Let me start by saying I am not a therapist. But these are a few suggestions that I have put to use and that have helped me. So I'm just going to share them and you decide what works best for you. Now, rule number one, be willing to go outside your comfort zone. You can't have new experiences with new people doing new things if you refuse to try something new. That is a proven rule, okay? Gravity, what goes up must come down, cause and effect. Now, if you want to have a new type of personality to interact with, then you kind of need one. So be open and willing to interact with the unknown. I'm not saying do something seriously stupid or crazy that puts your safety in jeopardy or your job in jeopardy or takes you outside of your comfort zone to where you are totally outside of your element and now you are completely out of control. You know, it's like, don't try an LSD drug. Yeah, that would be one of those things that completely takes you out of control and you are definitely not within your scope of comfort. I'm just saying, I don't do drugs, but you get where I'm going with this. We don't want to go overkill. We just want to open ourselves up to new experiences and to have better quality relationships. That's all this segment is about, okay? I'm not telling you to go bungee jumping. I'm not even, hey, nothing's wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But I'm just saying there's ways to have a new experience. It can be as simple as trying a new restaurant. It can be as simple as trying a new drink, a specialty beverage. It can be as simple as not going on the same type of date with the same type of person, or it can be as simple as changing occupations. Whatever it is you decide to do, you could maybe even get a dog. Try house sitting, try new environments. You don't like the beach? Go to the beach. You love the beach and you don't like the desert? Well, go to Coachella. That's a great way to enjoy the desert. You know, go to Palm Springs, 21 Palms, go to Vegas, try that out. Figure it out. New experiences, new people, new lifestyle. Oh, so that was number one. Hopefully you really take that to heart. You want to go outside your comfort zone. Rule number two, a great way to enhance positive interactions is by not using negative phrases or one-word sentences to avoid cutting conversation short. A great example of this is if you meet someone and they're asking you, oh, do you like coffee? Personally, like I said, I already love coffee, but let's say you don't. So, hey, do you like coffee? No. Well, that didn't give them any feedback, right? All they know is that you don't like coffee. They don't know why. And who's to say that they even cared if you liked coffee? What if that was supposed to be an icebreaker and you completely threw the moment? Okay, we don't want to do that. We don't want to throw away good moments to have great conversations. We want to open the floor. We want to be accessible. And we want to appear that we cannot be, you know, one-dimensional. We cannot be one-dimensional people. Why? Because we are dynamic and we are diversified. What does that mean? We have a plethora of experiences that we can pull from in our personal lives. Because why? Well, there is a good chance that the other person has not experienced everything we've experienced. So a great way to add into your personality a little bit of who they might be is by accepting that they want to have a conversation, not giving a one-word answer, and instead of just leaving it on a negative note where they say, hey, do you like coffee? Say, well, I prefer tea. You didn't say anything negative about coffee, but you gave them extra information because now they know that you like tea. So now you've been able to create a bridge. You've told them something you like without giving them anything negative to piggyback on or remember about an experience that they tried to have with you. And it allows you to toss out the same question to figure out, hey, are you a coffee drinker? You like coffee? And you can come together by celebrating, even though you're different, you have something in common. You like coffee shops, because that's probably where you met if they're asking you if you drink coffee, right? You're in line at a Starbucks or something. I know I give a lot of references to Starbucks because I love Starbucks. Or you could have been at, you know, a mom and pop shop. You could have been in the grocery store in the aisle where there is tea, coffee, and I think like there's other stuff there as well. I don't really know how. But that's what you do. You talk. So be willing to talk, converse, communicate. And there are ways to do this non-verbally, and that brings us to rule number 3. What is it? Smile. Smile at all occasions. Even if you're really not feeling the vibe, even if you're unsure of where this interaction is going to take you, even if this isn't the best conversation you've actually ever had in your life, maybe you don't even know what this person is talking about, but that doesn't matter. Why? Because we are about creating social circles that expand our personal reference points, and we want to reduce our negative experiences in our interpersonal relationships. So the only way to really do that is to, 1, quick recap, go outside your comfort zone. 2, don't give one-word answers and say positive things. And 3, smile. Yes. Everything is not verbal. Sometimes it's the nonverbal communication that gets us beyond the verbal. Why? Because we want to talk with people that seem like they're interested in holding a conversation with us. So if you remember anything, please remember that. These are the holidays, okay? If you're going as a plus one, if you're going solo to an event, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or any other theme that has to do with December, you want to make sure that people feel that you are accessible. That way, they'll want to interact with you and they'll want you to interact with them, possibly in environments outside of the one that you're currently in. So that's great advice to take with you into the new year because it allows you to set yourself up to have a brand new experience outside of what you already know. And you get to take it with you in the new year. Hopefully you found these tips helpful. Hopefully you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. It's always a blast to talk about things that I know other people are experiencing, like myself. And definitely, I have put these things to use. Definitely, I know personally people who have been going through things with anxiety and depression. And these are tips that I have provided to you that I think will be of great use. Either you can put them to use for yourself or you can recommend them to a friend. And it doesn't have to be an obvious recommendation. Some of these things you can talk candidly with your group about as well so that they don't feel attacked. They don't want to feel pressure to change or be anything outside of who they naturally are because that's why you love them. Let's just keep it real. Your circle is your circle, and they're your circle for a reason. But there are ways that we can enhance and increase our self-worth and self-esteem and our social engagement levels without having to beat each other up. Let's just keep it positive. Let's stay thankful. Let's stay grateful. Let's stay joyous in this holiday season. I appreciate you all so much. You have no idea, but I guess you should because I just told you. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram at Dominique LaRue. I have the longest name ever, but it's okay. I'll spell it out. DominiqueLaRuex. It's always a pleasure, always a great time on the blog Music Art Culture. And thank you so much for rocking out with me this Monday. Next week, we'll be back with a brand new episode, and I'll do some special stuff on social as well pertaining to what we talked about for this episode. So take it with you in the week. Feel free to go back and listen to other episodes. Until next time, love you much. Later.